Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday afternoon, June 7th, 2024, and we've curated a fantastic selection of finance news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
United Payment expands global and regional operations. United Payment, a Turkish fintech company, has reached a major milestone by acquiring 1 million active customers for its money transfer services and doubling its total transfer volume. The company has become a stable and valuable player in the market, collaborating with industry leaders like Wise, TransferGo, dLocal, and Remilty. United Payment offers transparent exchange rates with low commission fees, operates in 91 countries and 54 currencies, and allows users to send money overseas without a bank account. With offices in multiple countries, United Payment is positioned as a regional leader in the fintech industry. The company has secured an e-money license from the Central Bank of Azerbaijan, further solidifying its position. By focusing on local markets, developing a healthy core business, and leveraging AI technology, United Payment continues to lead the way in global payments. CEO Ilker Sözdinler emphasized the company's commitment to innovation and transformation in the industry. To learn more about United Payment and its services, visit their website at unitedpayment.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.